Lawmakers on the Judiciary Committee heard hours of testimony as victims of murdered loved ones told their stories. Robert Audubon's son was a correctional officer who was killed in Lyman a decade ago. Audubon fought for years to get the death penalty for his son's murderer, but says the process became a nightmare and took a huge emotional toll.
Last year, I lost my faith completely. That's what this has done to me. Capital punishment is not right. Two wrongs do not make a right.
The bill's sponsor, Democratic Representative Claire Levy of Boulder, says the death penalty is a failed policy that raises a whole host of concerns.
The arbitrariness of the death penalty in Colorado, the amount of power that is vested in one person, one elected official, the cost to the system.
Death penalty opponents say having it on the books doesn't deter crime, costs millions of dollars for appeals, and fails to bring closure to families. Randy Steidel was wrongfully sentenced to death in Illinois in the 1980s. He was eventually exonerated after spending more than a decade on death row. He says death started to look good, and life in prison would have been a worse sentence.
It was early release. That had they rolled that gurney by my cell on many occasions, I'd have strapped myself on it.
Colorado has executed one person since the death penalty was reinstated in the late 1970s, and currently three people sit on death row, including Nathan Dunlap, who is out of appeals. He's set to be executed soon, unless he gets clemency from the governor. The bill to repeal the death penalty wouldn't be retroactive, and would only apply to crimes committed after July 1, 2013. But Republican Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs says it's naive to think it wouldn't impact Dunlap's case.
We would kid ourselves to say that if this bill were to pass, that it will not be used or will not in some way have an influence upon those who are already convicted and awaiting the execution of their death sentence.
There's also the ongoing case against James Holmes for last summer's Aurora Theater shooting. Arapahoe County District Attorney George Brockler will announce whether his office will seek the death penalty on April 1st. He testified against the bill.
We are in the business of justice, and I'm here to tell you unequivocally, without hesitation or qualification, that the repeal of the death penalty creates an injustice in Colorado.
Brockler also defended the long appeal process, saying it's a good thing because it makes sure an innocent person isn't executed. And he says seeking the death penalty isn't something prosecutors take lightly.
You will do something that no other law in the state of Colorado has, and that is no extra penalty for a repeat offender, no extra penalty for the number of victims you have, and no extra penalty for the heinousness with which you will commit the crime.
And to add another twist to the debate, the two other men on death row are there for the murder of the son of State Representative Rhonda Fields, a Democrat from Aurora. Fields supports the death penalty and has introduced a separate bill to send the question of a repeal to voters. Her daughter, Myesha Fields Pollard, gave lawmakers a passionate plea to keep the death penalty.
Each life is sacred. Whether it was the life that was taken in the movie theater in Aurora, whether it was lives that were taken in Chuck E. Cheese, each life deserves an opportunity to receive a punishment that is worthy.
Pollard also criticized Democrats for rushing the measure. The bill was introduced late Friday night, and the hearing was announced on Monday.
To introduce a bill such as this less than 36 hours ago is insensitive.
The last time Democrats tried to eliminate the death penalty 4 years ago, they came up one vote short. Democratic Representative Ed Veal of Alamosa was the key swing vote in the House and kept the bill alive in that chamber. He was torn because as a one-time district attorney investigator, he once used the death penalty as a tool to solve a homicide, but he also thinks it's too expensive to prosecute.
You do learn that you can change your opinions. It's definitely going to be a challenging debate.
Privately, some Democrats worry the party is trying to accomplish too much this session. The legislature has already had bitter fights about gun control and passed controversial bills to allow civil unions and in-state tuition for undocumented students. Up next is the budget debate and a slew of anti-fracking bills. Governor John Hickenlooper hasn't said whether he would sign a measure to repeal the death penalty. He's previously said it's an issue he's struggling with. I'm Benta Berkland.